Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 4th, Hov's Born Day, goes to a young woman named Noah Cyrus. Now, Noah is the youngest sister of Miley, and yesterday she provided white folks with a teachable moment. See, in the words of the late, great urban philosopher Doughboy, either white folks don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's racially insensitive or not, okay? In this case, Noah said she didn't know, but let's discuss. Now, I don't know if you all saw the Vogue spread from last month with Harry Styles wearing a dress. Did y'all see that? Ye and Envy, did you see that?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you all know Harry Styles from One Direction fame, right? Now, I'm sure he does other things now. I mean, that's why he's in Vogue. But personally, I only know him from One Direction. Sidebar, One Direction are the architects of one of my favorite songs to this day. And that song is ironically titled Best Song Ever. Okay. Do you know how difficult it is to have a song titled Best Song Ever and it truly be one of the best songs ever? Stumbled across it randomly back in the day because it was on my oldest daughter's Kids Bop CD. I dare you to listen to that record this morning and not like it. Okay. I don't care if you're riding around with your pistol in your car waiting to catch somebody that was flashing cash on IG slipping. You will love that record. Play a little bit of it, Drum. Just the hook real quick. It's so amazing.
And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know that I won't forget it, cause we danced all night to the best song ever. I think it went oh, oh, oh. I think it went yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it goes oh.
Anyway, Harry Styles was in Vogue with a dress on, and that made conservative firebrand Candace Owens, who is black, contrary to popular belief, she's black, that made her tweet out, "There is no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this. In the West, the steady feminization of our men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence. It is an outright attack. Bring back manly men." Of course, that made social media go crazy because not too many people can stir up waters to catch fish like Candace Owens, okay? She really owns your souls because you all can't help but respond to her. Have you heard the saying, he who angers you controls you? Well, turn that into a she. And that's all Candace. She who angers you controls you, and she absolutely controls you all because she makes you all so angry that you have to say something to her. She can get a rise out of any and everybody. It is truly a gift. Okay. She proved that yet again because Harry Styles responded to her by posting a pic of himself in a powder blue suit eating a banana with the caption, "Bring back manly men." Candace replied, "When people try to tell me I don't have influence," and then Harry Styles dedicates an entire post to my tweet. She's right. And that leads me to Noah Cyrus. On her IG story Wednesday, Noah shared a photo of Harry Styles in a dress with the caption, "He wears this dress better than any of you nappy assholes." Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the smartest Avenger, okay? I tell y'all this all the time, but I thought it was universally known and acknowledged that a white person calling a black person nappy was a no-go. Okay? See, last time I heard a white person put nappy and hoes in the same sentence publicly was when Don Imus referred to the mostly black Rutgers University female basketball team back in like 06 or 07 as nappy-headed hoes.
Girls from Rutgers, man, they got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there, I'm going to tell you that now.
And he got his ass handed to him over that, okay? Rest in peace, Don Imus. I think he's dead, by the way. I know Noah is only 20, but I find it hard to believe she didn't know what she was saying. Okay, she apologized and said, "I am mortified that I used the term without knowing the context and history, but I know now, and I am horrified and truly sorry. I will never use it again. Thank you for educating me. I in no way meant to offend anyone. I am sorry." Now, here's the thing. We all say things we regret. We all go too far at times. Trust me, I know this is Charlemagne the God talking. Okay, Leonard, you know I've said some wild, insensitive, inappropriate stuff in my day. Yes, when you hurt someone and that wasn't your intention, you apologize. If you didn't know that what you were saying was offensive and insensitive, you apologize. But the question I have for young Noah Cyrus is, if you didn't mean for it to be offensive, then what did you intend for it to be? Okay, it's hard for me to believe that you didn't know the context and history of that word. Clearly, you knew it was an insult. nappy ass hose is very specific. So specific that I can't even remember the last time I used it. Nappy is not in my vocabulary. Okay, maybe because I'm bald headed. I don't know. But I don't use that word. Last time I used it, I was probably quoting Tretch from Naughty by Nature when I was rewatching the Uptown Anthem video. When the God says the naughty, nappy, nasty, the nasty, trashy, ho, happy, pappy, that's happy to be nappy. Happy belated, by the way, to Tretch. He just turned 50. The moral of the story is nappy is a unique word. Okay, when you pull that one out your ass to use against a black person in that way, it's kind of hard to say you didn't know what the hell you was talking about. But I digress, not judging you. Not trying to beat up on you, just trying to keep you and other white folks from making this mistake. See, you can't say racially insensitive things to black folks, even if said black person is someone a particular group of black people doesn't like. And black people, you may not like Candace Owens, but she's still black, whether you think she realizes it or not. So don't let this fly just because you don't like Candace Owens. It's not okay for a white person to be referring to a black woman as one, nappy, and two, a hoe. Please give Noah Styles the biggest hee-haw. And when did people start spelling hoe, H-E-A-U-X-Z? I saw Jasmine Sullivan did that with hotels, and that's how Noah Cyrus spelled it, too. When did that start happening?
It's like a classier hoe.
A classier hoe.
Okay, okay. I didn't know. I'm okay, so H-O is like a ho-ho. Oh.
And hoe is like the French version of a hoe.
Oh, okay. You learned something new every day.
I just made that up, but it does sound classy. Oh. It does look classier.
It does look classier. No, it does. All right. Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, sir.
All right. When we come back, Danny Garcia will be joining us. He has a fight this weekend. So we're going to kick it with Danny Garcia.
He's fighting Errol Spence this tomorrow night at the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. I got Earl Spence, but I like Danny. Danny's tough, but I got Earl Spence tomorrow night.
I'm not all sure right. What's going to happen because we don't know what Earl Spence is going to look like after the accident. He hasn't fought in a while. So I'm a little uncertain.
All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk to Danny when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.